who is going to be the president for that alliance, a problem. So collaboration takes a lot, really. And this thing of blaming the current government, no, I think that thing is overdue. Right now, what they need to do is just put them all together and put it.
All right, that's a voice of Leah. Wraps up Breakfast with Stanley. We're back tomorrow at the same time. So stay tuned. Up next, we have the news coming up. And more music in the last hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. Thank you so much for tuning in to Breakfast with Stanley.
That was Breakfast with Stanley, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanley.
Propaganda after propaganda. Zambians are mature enough to speak where the propaganda and where the facts being articulated.
Trade and industry ministers for the number says government is systematically identifying sectors to be included in the phased implementation of the 24-hour economy policy. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, New Zealand says the segmentation of sectors will ensure that the transition to a 24-hour economy is demand-driven and properly structured. He explains that the process has already begun with the lifting of restrictions on the night movement of trucks, noting that the transport sector remains central to economic activity and is expected to stimulate job creation and improve productivity in related services such as loading, offloading, and technical support. Mr. Mwenga further disclosed that government is considering the inclusion of other sectors based on capacity and targeted interventions to ensure broad participation and economic growth. He has since called on stakeholders, including the Economic Association of Zambia, ESA, and manufacturers, to actively contribute to shaping the policy as government provides the necessary political will for its implementation.
So there will be more inspectors that will come. So when trucks are moving, they will not just move and demand the things and wait for somebody to wake up and upload them tomorrow. So now this makes that the packers, the uploaders, they also now automatically get jobs and start working. So the young man and woman that was sleeping because the guy who took their job during the day has knocked off will now continue to work because the one who was working in the day has gone to sleep inside, the new person will get a job. So there will be double jobs created in the same sector. The Zambian people must embrace this. But we as the government, we have got police forward to getting that. So now let the technical people like the Economic Association of Zambia, Zambia Social Manufacturers, Zambia Consumer Association, and they also let them come to the table. I think we can structure this and fix that other economy, but we are not even thought of as political leaders.
Mining expert Edward Simkonda has expressed skepticism at Zambia's ability to meet its 1 million ton copper production target this year, despite the commissioning of the Mwemba copper mine project in Chibiabongo slated for today, which is expected to produce about 300,000 metric tons of copper annually. Mr. Simkonda explains to Phoenix News that the Mwemba project is coming on stream mid-year, adding that meaningful production will take several months to ramp up, making it unlikely to significantly contribute to this year's national output target. He further noted that Zambia's mining sector has been heavily affected by the ongoing energy crisis, which has negatively impacted production levels across various mining operations.
We still have not improved on our power situation. So we cut 700 last year. The difference of 100,000 is a lot. It's a problem that we're very close to a million, but to reach that 100,000 target is a lot, and it requires a lot of effort. So I think it's 50-50 in my own view, because they are very hard. But the two major things that I've mentioned, that's power and fuel, we may not exceed that one in the one way to make it count.
Meanwhile, another mining expert, Charles Moore, says achieving the 1 million metric ton copper production target will require proper authentication and efficient extraction methods supported by the use of modern digital technologies. He says that copper bars are meeting the target will also depend on effective production scheduling, improved education, health and safety standards, and adequate remuneration for mining workers.
It's possible to meet a million metric tons if we only have in place mineralization that talks about quantification and effective extraction methods. We should also have in place proper mechanization, that is machinery, which should be actually a modernized digital technology as well as effective production schedules and meeting targets. The production of technical reports and respect for environmental social guarantee ethics must also be put in place. Then, of course, improved operational safety. And lastly, we need to ensure that the adequate remuneration of salaries of mine workers.
Political analyst Rebunda Kamanda has urged politicians to refrain from abuse on social media, warning that such conduct could lead to arrests ahead of the country's 2026 general election. Mr. Manuel has noted that some politicians become a zealous online and use digital platforms to demean their openness.